Farmers across Australia will be allowed to keep using a popular weed killer called paraquat, which has been previously linked to Parkinson's disease, in a long-awaited decision by the top chemical watchdog. Farming groups had been concerned the product would be banned due to the potential risk to human health and the environment. So what are the risks and why hasn't it been banned here? Well, first, let's look at how it works. Paraquat is a fast-acting weed killer which has been used in agriculture for decades. Farming groups say it's essential for controlling resistant weeds. But despite being one of the world's most common herbicides, it's actually been banned in more than 70 countries due to its toxicity. Here in Australia, it's been under review for nearly three decades. That's since 1997. But now the Australian's Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority have handed down the results of its review. So, can Aussie farmers continue using the chemical and its related herbicide diquat? Well, the answer is yes, but it's with a caveat. Here's APVMA Chief Executive Scott Hansen.
The APVMA decision today keeps paraquat and diquat available for use, but with much tighter restrictions, including specifically lower application rates and improved protections for those handling these chemicals.
He says the application rates of the chemicals, which is essentially how much you can use, have been cut because scientists found current rates posed an unmanageable risk to birds and mammals. And they've upped protective standards for the farmers themselves.
The risk of acute exposure for people handling these products as what's driven the increase in the protective measures that we're now requiring.
But what about those concerns about its link to Parkinson's? Well, Parkinson's is a progressive movement disorder. There's no single known cause, but one risk factor is an exposure to environmental toxins. Olivia Nazaris is the head of Parkinson's Australia, and she believes the weed killer is one such toxin.
We are convinced that the science actually proves that the incidence of Parkinson's increases with the use of paraquat.
Parkinson's Australia has long been calling for the herbicide to be banned.
We do not want farms to have less yield or less profits. We want them to be able to change their practices so that they are safe.
However, the regulator disagrees. In fact, it found the weight of evidence doesn't show that paraquat exposure through approved uses increases the risk of developing Parkinson's disease. Here's Scott Hansen again.
But when it comes to paraquat specifically, the long-term studies that track people's real-world exposure over time just don't demonstrate that link.
Olivia Nazareth says she's frustrated by the APVMA's decision.
I'm disappointed for our community. I'm disappointed for people living with Parkinson's and living day to day with the symptoms of Parkinson's. Moreover, I'm frightened. I'm frightened for farmers. It's an insidious condition and I don't want anyone to be diagnosed with it.
The National Farmers Federation says while it acknowledges the community concern around paraquat, effective weed management is critical as farmers face increasingly unpredictable seasons and the growing demand for food and fibre.